News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, you only get what you give. That's a song that was suggested to me by my friend here, Beach Davis, BJ Davis, officially.
Hey, it's as long as you call me home for dinner.
Okay, sweetie. And this is Pep Talk with Meg, 850-437-1620. Beach is here wearing the hat of the City of Pensacola events coordinator, which is think about that. He's got to coordinate all the events for the entire city. That's kind of a big job, Beach.
I just have to make sure that 2 5Ks don't run into each other. That's really what it boils down to.
I see. So coordinating as in directions.
Yeah, exactly. No. And in fact, you know, speaking about that song, you know, you get what you give. And, you know, these event organizers, about 99.5% of all our events that happen in the city are put on by third-party events or organizers,
yes.
Nonprofits. So those folks are actually, you know, getting out what they give into this community, and then we get to benefit from that as well.
Well, I say this all the time, but I'm consistently amazed at how generous this community is.
Oh, yeah.
And all the events that we have lately, every weekend, there's 2 or 3 charity fundraisers
going on. You just wait, Meg. It's happening. It is. We are here. We are in event
season.
It's
in. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you're here to tell us all about that. So talk about, I know you've got a whole lot of list of things to talk about. So.
Sure. You can't shut me. You just have to shut me up. Throw something at me, Meg. But thank you. First of all, thank you so much for having us on here.
Absolutely.
I know you've invited the Parks and Recreation Department onto your show regularly. So thank you so much for that support as well. It's happening. We are in the season. If you have been out and about in the community, you may have seen some road closures. You may have seen some people running, all of it. And like you said, Meg, you're right. And lots of nonprofits are taking advantage of that spring season. So when you want to be outside is when everyone wants to be outside.
We just had the Bayou Hills Run this past weekend.
We did. And simultaneously had Books by the Bay.
Yes.
Which was also at Bayview Park. And so I went down there just to make sure. You know, you have 600 runners down there, and then they had their little beer, and then they went and bought some books, and so it was just fantastic, you know?
Yes, so. Perfect way to end the day of running.
But we love working with Pensacola Sports. You know, they put on the Double Bridge Run. They
Race
put on
been the, on the show now on a exactly. regular basis.
Yeah,
so.
Absolutely. Yeah, great folks over there, and, you know, those are the ones who are coordinating and executing and planning those events.
And we're talking volunteers.
You're right.
We have to give credit to, because so many people don't realize how small these nonprofits staffs actually are. I think they have 6 or 8 people at Pensacola Sports. So, I mean, when you think about when they're putting on these big, like the Double Bridge Run and things like that, then you know that it takes a lot of people who volunteer in this community.
And that's where the coordination comes in. And I'm so blessed to be able to work with, you know, multiple departments in the city, police department, fire department, risk management. You know, I geek out over, you know, checking off the boxes and dotting our I's and crossing our T's because I want to have and the city wants us to have safe events.
Absolutely.
And the mayor has taken a really staunch stance on security and safety for all events, even established events like gallery night and parades and things. So obviously there were some changes this year. We moved the parade route from Palafox over to Jefferson, and it seemed to go fine, from our point of view, it went really well too. And again, it had to do with the openness of the business owners downtown. I really feel that the city did the best they could to, you know, manage expectations of what to expect with these closures. We are trudging right ahead. I don't want to speak on the project on Palafox right now, but it is moving right along.
It looks good. I mean, you definitely can see the progress. I was just down this weekend and I could see they got the palm trees in, so they looked good.
Yep. And I'm personally excited about that because that's going to foster such a sense of community and closeness when we get back to those events out there, you know, like gallery night.
Yeah, of course. So what's on the calendar? I'm sure there's a few things coming up. You just told me we're in event season.
There are. You are correct. So we just wrapped up, like you said, a big weekend. We actually had the DeLuna Duathlon also. And we had the Bayou Hills Run, Books by the Bay in Bayview Park this past weekend. Well, coming up, you know, it's Easter, so it's a little quieter, except we do have some organizations, you know, using some of our parks for Easter egg hunts and things like that. But we've got the Jelly Bean 5K that happens up on Bayou Boulevard, and then Egawahooza, and that's at the Community Maritime Park. And that is in partnership with Marcus Point Baptist Church and the Blue Wahoos come together and they take over that whole space. And
I've seen it. It is so great with the kids. Oh my goodness. If you want to get in the spirit of Easter, that's a great event to attend.
That or watch that last scene of Steel Magnolias.
Ah! Yes, so true. There you go.
Yeah, exactly. And then we've got our staff actually starting tomorrow, the East Hill Makers Market. And that's going to be right there on 12th Avenue. And that's going to be every Wednesday.
Yeah, tell me about that. I'm not familiar with that one.
Well, you know,
because I'm familiar with the Palafox Market.
Well, I will tell you. Well, that's glad you brought that up. Well, we're just so fortunate to have, like you said, these organizations and these neighborhoods who come together. So the East Hill Neighborhood Association, such a vibrant, large community, obviously. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of our 95 parks. So we have 95 parks in the entire city.
Which, Meg, when I heard that, I couldn't believe it.
Yes, 95 parks that are sanctioned to sit, enjoy, you know, be outdoors. And so a lot of those fall within the East Hill footprint. So that group has, in addition to maintaining the goings-on of their neighborhood, they're also stewards of those parks. And so we love to partner with groups like that for them to do the market. And again, it's just, you know, local vendors coming to sell their wares. And I will always be an advocate for those vendors coming out.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm so glad that you mentioned that because, you know, we have our Saturday market that happens on Palafox.
Right.
Well, we've just opened up a Sunday market.
Really?
Well, not when I say we, with the royal we. There are actually some artists who participate, some vendors who participate in the Saturday market and decided, you know what, there are a lot of artists here, vendors here, we want to sell their wares for 2 days, and it just kind of bang for their buck. So
it's perfect after church; you can just wander over there on a beautiful afternoon.
Exactly, and we have been in coordination with the churches there. You know, we want to be very cognizant of, you know, there's only a finite number of parking, and that's one of the P word's almost kind of a bad word these days.
Well, I don't know; it's free. I was enjoying the
it
free
is.
Parking.
You're right. You're right. So they've been really, really great to work with, and it's just they've really kind of brought this sense of community out there. So a big thank you to those churches along that route because, you know, any establishment that's in our downtown core adds to that downtown core. And so things like markets coming in simply just amplify that.
Right.
And get people down there.
So I kind of distracted you with the Palafox market, but you were talking about the Wednesday market.
Correct.
So tell me about that.
Well, what's really neat is that it's you know, it's kind of away from that downtown corridor, and we're really looking for, you know, in our Vision 2035 plans, we really want to get out into those neighborhoods, and we really want to start connecting our events with the neighborhoods and not necessarily bring everybody downtown.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, we've got a beautiful, thriving downtown, but we want to be able to make sure to get out there in those neighborhoods, and East Hill does a great job of that with that market.
So where is it going to be?
Cordova Square, so it's just right there near the old Sacred Heart Hospital.
I guess
there are varying levels of folks who've been here in Pensacola, so it's that first part of 12th Avenue, right after Cervantes.
Yeah, it's a beautiful little park.
Yep.
Okay, great. And what time on Wednesdays?
It starts at 3 o'clock, so it goes to 3 until 7.
Nice, so you can even go by after work.
Absolutely.
Okay,
definitely.
Good.
And now that the sun's out, you know, a little bit longer, we can enjoy those longer days.
That sounds like fun.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, I'm ready. I got my mom's shopping cart.
All right. Well, the 11th, that's going to be a big weekend. April 11th, we have the Civitan Picnic in Seville Square. The Civitan Group always does a youth picnic every year, and they're huge. Everyone does such a great job with our community, and Civitan is no different. The Rotary Club is doing the Burger Battle by the Bay.
Yes,
and that
I heard about that.
Yes, and that is going to be at the Community Maritime Park Festival Grounds on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have the annual Navy Federal 5K, and that's actually at Civil Quarter, starts and ends at Civil Quarter.
Is this all on the same day?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, I mean, that's how we roll, you know.
Yeah,
they see a beautiful weekend downtown. We're going to be out.
Do you get any sleep during this season?
I do a little bit. I get to sneak a little snooze here and there. And then I would be absolutely remiss if I did not mention one of our premier annual events, and that's the Fred Levenway Fest.
Yes, I've already started to see some advertising for it.
Yes.
Talk a little bit about that. How did that come about?
So the Levin family has always been very generous to the community, all the Levins.
Right.
And so, you know, Fred's children have kind of come together and to continue on his legacy of being, you know, a benefactor to the community. They've, the foundation, the group has come together and said, well, we're going to create an event where we invite every single nonprofit to participate in town.
Wow.
For free.
Wow.
For free.
That's a lot.
And their only requirement or their only request is to bring swag, but to bring swag that people need, toothbrushes, toothpaste, you know, hygiene items, things that the community really could benefit from. And while the nonprofits, while the dozens and dozens of nonprofits are collecting that, the committee is over here collecting gifts and toys and food trucks for free food.
Wow.
So, anyone 18 and under gets an opportunity to get a little passport. They get things stamped because we really want to encourage folks to come in and hear what the nonprofits have to offer.
Mm-hmm.
You said it earlier, Meg. We know that there's so many great giving organizations in town. The Levenway Fest showcases that. In and of itself, it's like a super meta, you know, great, you know, event.
I love this because a lot of people don't realize the resources that are there, and they are for everyone. I mean, there are people from all different ages, children, the gamut of resources that we have, and from Favor House to mm-hmm. Humane Society to
Absolutely.
Pets and dogs and Council on Aid. I mean, just everything is covered, and they'll all be there.
They will all be there.
Wow.
All the smart ones will be there. Well, and God willing that they're able to make it there because I think it's a great opportunity for them too. But you know, and even if you're familiar with what an organization offers, you know, a good nonprofit is going to be innovative, and they're mm-hmm. going to keep with the times to make sure that they're meeting the needs of today.
Right.
And so even if you are familiar with a nonprofit or its services, still go by their tent and see if they're offering anything new.
Mm-hmm.
And I would venture to say probably, you know, 9 times out of 10, anyone down there is going to be paired with an organization that he or she may need. They're, he or she is going to discover a new service that he or she needs.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a no-brainer to get down there. And music, games, I mean, it is an actual festival.
Okay, so what are the dates and times on that?
So that's going to be Sunday, April 12th, and that begins at 11 a.m.
Okay, and that's downtown.
That's a community maritime park. It's downtown, but
mm-hmm.
yeah, but actually, I'm glad that you brought that up. In the past, it has been
that's
taken
what I thought.
Up downtown.
It used to be on the street. Okay.
It sure did. But now with Palafox Construction, we've had to pivot a little bit.
Okay.
And I'll tell you what, this committee just said, okay, we'll make it work. And they fell in love with the community maritime park. I haven't heard that, but I'll tell you what, the way they have navigated and pivoted and made this event still with the focus of the community,
mm-hmm.
they love every aspect of it.
Wonderful.
So I just want to say a big thanks to them and to any organization who just comes purely to serve our community.
So that'll be Sunday, April 12th.
That is correct.
Oh,
yes.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
Yes.
Definitely check that out.
And then that following week is gallery night again. Gallery night, yes. And then on the 18th, that Saturday, we have the Rusty Knuckle. It's a car show at the, I know, it's great, Rusty Knuckle at the Handlebar.
Okay.
So go check out. That's during the day. That same Saturday, we have the Family Promise Bed Race.
I was hearing about this.
Yes. I'm not super familiar with it, except
I had someone on the show talking about it, but I thought,
perfect.
Wait a minute. Let me get this straight. You're racing beds?
Yeah. Yeah, totally racing beds. We have to close off in Zaragoza, right there between the Fountain Park and Seville Square.
Well, I offered to just lie in one, you know, if they need a volunteer.
Yeah.
To just
that's how I get my sleep on the weekends, is I just lay there, people push me around to whatever event I need to go check on.
I believe it.
Yeah.
I believe it.
And then we've got the Brits on the Bay Car Show at Seville Square at the same time. So what's really cool about these two, Family Promise and the Brits on the Bay group, they work together. They say, mm-hmm. okay, we love the space so much. We happen to have the same general area. So they work together. And so they create this immediate synergy with folks downtown or with these events downtown. And what I love it is when people go downtown and say, I didn't know this was happening.
Right.
And they just kind of wander around. And we really are making our community and our downtown more walkable
mm-hmm.
and more pedestrian friendly. And for reasons just like this.
So let me ask you this then. If someone was interested in having an event, they're with a nonprofit, perhaps this is their first time out, would they contact you? Or how does that process start? Just to kind of get a sense. I don't know if people realize how much goes into these events. Planning starts typically about a year out, to be honest.
It really just depends. For us, what I would recommend is that anyone come to the Parks and Rec website,
uh-huh.
playpensacola.com. And I have our marketing person here to nod and say that's what it is. Okay, good. Because I don't like to speak for anybody. And to check out our parks, to check out our 95 spaces, because a lot of times we get phone calls from folks and they just want a park rental or they just want, small birthday party. And so they call us and say, well, I want to have this. And I say, well, where do you want it? And they say, well, there's this park down the road for me or this park that I've been to before. Well, we really encourage you to go and just search our whole list of parks because you may find a little gem somewhere that's perfect and conducive to what you want to have.
Mm-hmm.
And then the information is on there to contact us. You'll be contacted the event specialist, Morgan Iannucci. And she's just M. Yannucci at cityofpensacola.com. That's Y-U-N-N-U-C-C-I.
Okay.
Yannucci. And she'll set you right up, and that's the best way to get a hold of us. But I'll tell you, Meg, I think last year we probably had a total of 130 permitted events or park rentals. And to date, we have over 140 applications already for the year.
Oh, my goodness. Yes. That's incredible.
Yeah, so we really are looking forward to a really, really big, busy year.
Well, that's exciting. Yeah. So in this position that you have, you get to see a little bit of all of it. What's your favorite part of what you do?
Oh, I don't know. I think it's just working with the people. Mm-hmm. And when I was interviewed for this job, you know, it's such a forward-facing job. It was, you know, made very clear to me that, you know, I have been working as a representative for the city. And, you know, that just kind of sealed the deal for me. And, you know, I've lived in the city all my life. And I think it's really cool. I think I mentioned this last time I was on the show. I have friends I graduated with, and they got out of here. They went to Atlanta. They went to New York. They went to Atlanta, you know, to bigger markets. Mm-hmm. Well, they come back to visit now, Meg, and they say, if Pensacola is like it was when I left, when we graduated, they never would have left.
Right.
So I think, selfishly and I guess arrogantly, I'd like to be a little tiny part of that.
I think you have been, no doubt about it.
Well, just because it goes right back to the community. And
right, absolutely. We're talking with BJ Davis. He is the City Events Coordinator for the City of Pensacola. So if you've got a comment or a question, please text it in at 850-437-1620. Lots going on with the activities and events. What's the best place to find out? I mean, I know there's several websites around town, but do you have any that you recommend?
100%. Visit Pensacola. Okay. We are great partners with them. And it's funny, and I'm glad you mentioned that too, because we have an events page on our city webpage. Well, we don't populate that because, again, the city doesn't necessarily put on events. Mm-hmm. We just want to be kind of a clearinghouse. We do the paperwork. We make sure that's all safe and, you know, through the permitting process. But if you want to know what's happening to go in downtown to go to visit Pensacola,
it's
they have an
site.
extraordinary events calendar, and we work directly, you know, with them to make sure that our events are on there.
And it's easy to get to. It's visitpensacola.com, and you just click on events, and you can even look way ahead. They have it set up, so you might want to know what's going on this weekend. But let's say you've got family coming in the week of July 4th. You can go and look and see what's happening that week, and everything's listed there.
And I'm so glad that you brought up July 4th. What a great segue, because as you know, this is America's 250th.
America's 250th anniversary.
And we are, so Florida has a big initiative as well to really, all of Florida is very historic and obviously Pensacola. So we had to jump right on this. So we are actually working directly with Historic Trust.
Excellent.
With Visit Pensacola, with the Galvez Committee, with Pensacola Heritage Foundation, with a slew of folks who really want to make this a very substantial, you know, commemorative week around July 4th.
It should be, yeah.
That is when we are tentatively planning to have our official grand opening of Palafox. Still slated to open at the end of May, and we may do a little soft thing there, but administration really wants to do something to kick off the actual, you know, we are here.
Yeah.
And then we want to do that in tandem with our 4th of July show, with our symphony, with the fireworks. And again, you know, you and I were talking before we got on air, Brent Lane, you know, poor guy, he's just everywhere.
I don't know.
There are three of them. Whichever Brent Lane is listening to this right now, thank you for what all of you do.
It's incredible.
So we are going to make that kind of, since 4th of July is on a Saturday.
Which is awesome this year. What a perfect year to have it be on Saturday.
Totally. Absolutely. So we're kind of capitalizing on maybe folks who are going to be off on that Friday, and we're just going to really just make a week of it.
I love it.
So stay tuned on Visit Pensacola for those upcoming events.
And we'll have to have you back as we get closer so you can tell us all the details of everything that's happening on that week.
I love it.
It's going to be a lot of fun, I can tell you.
I love it. It will be. And like I said, the weather's been really, really nice. You know, I guess one thing I would suggest too is, you know, when you're picking those dates, just remember to have a plan B because of the weather.
Right.
But we can always navigate that. In fact, the Burger Battle in the Bay, they reserve a spot for the Sunday after the event just in case they get rained out. And they're
good
just
plan.
Kind of in and out. And what a such an efficient event that is. But I encourage people, and we will work with you the best way we can. You know, obviously, with this slew of events and, you know, list of events coming up, you know, we'll work with you the best that we can to find that spot for you.
It's a lot, and just hats off to you being the coordinator of all of this crazy.
We'll have a great team. It takes an amazing team. The Parks and Rec team has, I'm speechless when I walk into work every day, just know that we have such a great team as well as all of City Hall.
Well, and one of the things, too, is summer coming up. I know that y'all also are responsible for a lot of the after-school activities and things for the kids.
Yes.
And it's playpensacola.com.
Correct.
Is that the place to go?
Yes, or pick up one of our playbooks.
Uh-huh.
And those, Brittany does an amazing job getting that pulled together. I think it's a quarterly catalog that has all of our programs, and that's youth. That's of all ages. So youth, adults, seniors.
So probably now's the time to get registered and to pick that up, right?
Correct. Correct.
Okay,
I would always
throw that out there.
Yeah, yeah. Play Pensacola. Check out those programs.
Okay, we have a few minutes left. Anything that you want to touch on that we haven't mentioned this morning?
Oh gosh. Oh, if you are planning an event, go ahead and please get your applications in.
With 140.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Come on.
Wow.
Do it. Yeah. And it's you know, we only have a finite amount of space here in town, and you know, everyone loves the big parks, and I think the reason why we love those big parks too, because it has the infrastructure, it has electricity and water, and you know, we can't guarantee that in all of our parks. So those get snapped up pretty quickly, understandably so. But like I said, if that's, you know, we can always find a good place, a good spot for your event.
Okay. Well, maybe we can recap then what's coming up now in April. I can't believe
tomorrow
is the first day.
Unless you're joking about it. Unless you're fooling me about it.
I'm kind of worried about it tomorrow because, you know.
Oh, yeah. This is a fun bunch here. Yeah.
Yes.
You're probably lots of shenanigans happening.
I feel a cold coming on.
Yeah, right. Oh, you look a little peaked, man. You may need to take some rest. Go lay in that bed so we can push you around in it.
So sick, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, so coming up Easter weekend, if you want to go check out the Ego Bahuza at the Maritime Park, that's going to be the 4th and the 5th. But the really big weekend's going to be the weekend of the 11th and 12th, and that's going to be with the Civitan Picnic, Burger Battle on the Bay out at Maritime Park. The annual Navy Federal 5K. Check out NavyFederal.com if you want to check that out.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Fred Levin Wayfest at the Community Maritime Park, 11 to 3. It is going to be a big weekend. But you know what? I love that feeling on a Sunday evening when the sun starts going down and we can all rest and relax and prepare for the week.
Mm-hmm.
It's know that we had another knock it out of the park weekend with events because of the community members who come together and do this. I don't do this. I don't schedule porta potties. I don't have to coordinate with a road engineering company to make sure that a 5K or a parade is safe and secure from point A to point B. Yeah, and you know, and I joke that I just kind of push paper around, but it is very vital because it does go through our departments. It does get eyes from our fire marshal, from legal, from risk management, from parking and constituent services, because if an event doesn't go well, we're going to receive some feedback.
No doubt. And you want people to be safe, and safety is a big issue right now.
We do. We definitely do.
So that's really great.
But I can't do it without the amazing team who helps me with all this.
Yeah, I think it'd be kind of cool to say, well, what do you do for a living? Oh, I work with parks and recreation.
I do say that. People say, are you like Leslie Knope? And I say, yeah, a little bit. And if you don't think that I didn't quote Leslie Knope in my interview, you'd be very mistaken.
There you go. So we have about a minute left. Anything you want to mention as well?
Oh, gosh. I've got so much I always want to get off my chest. But no, just get it.
No, we're not going there.
No, I was going to say, that's a totally different show, totally different time frame. But no, just a huge thank you to 1620 and Cat Country and to Mary and Dave and to you and to Brent and to this. You know, y'all really are a premier partner in this town, and we really couldn't do a lot of it, especially the marketing, without y'all. So thank you.
It's a privilege, really.
And I get to hang out with you once in a while. So
I love that. Yeah, we go way back,
actually.
Way back with different hats over the years.
Yeah, different hats were just covering more hair for me. You know, it's not as gray. You know, it is what it is.
A lot of comments we can make about that. But
yeah, sure.
Hey, you're as young as you feel.
You're exactly right.
And what was the name of that song?
You get what you give.
Mm-hmm.
My new radicals.
Yep, that's exactly what it is. You get what you give, and we have such a giving community here in Pensacola. And all of it happens because of the people like BJ Davis who are at the City of Pensacola working so hard on our behalf, and he is with Parks and Recreation Department. If someone wanted to get in touch with you directly, how do they do that?
You can email me at brdavis@cityofpensacola.com or give me a ring on my cell phone, 850-619-6408.
Okay, I can't wait to see you out and about in town with all these different events. And like you said, you can go to visitpensacola.com.
Playpensacola.com, yep.
And playpensacola.com. Thank you, sir. It's great to have you here this morning
on
Pep Talk. Appreciate all that you do.